let's repeat and review once again.
我们再回顾一下。
We learned about seven single essentials.
我们学习到七个单独的要点。
God's ideal in the process of preparation.
上帝给我们预备最好的计划。
And I want you to tell me what they were.
然后你告诉我这些要点是什么。
Because expression and repetition deepens impression.
如果你发表你在重复的话可以深深的影响你
step number one
第一要点
Bible says that the Lord God did what?
圣经说上帝做什么
He took the man
他拿了那打起那人
We learned that that first step was essential
你学习到的第一点是非常重要的
It means that who has to be in control
就谁要有掌控呢
Help meWho has to be in control?
谁要有控制?
God must be in control.
上帝一定要掌控。
And when he's in control, he makes us what? Number two.
当他有掌控时他让我们什么呢?
A true man and a true woman.
成为真正的男人女人。
Measured by maturity and understanding.
有成熟度和理智。
Step number three.
第三点。
What was it?
是什么呢?
Man has a place to stay.
要有一个居住的地方。
And number four.
第四点。
Man knows what?
人知道什么
life calling and his life work.
是他终身的工作和护照
Step number five.
第五点
God restricts the tree.
上帝限制了这棵树
To teach man the lesson of what?
教导人们什么
Obedience, submission, humility, so forth.
顺服谦卑
Step number six.
第六点
Man has a legitimate need.
人们有一个、理智的需要
Only when he what?
当他什么呢
Begins his life work.
当他开始他终身工作时
Step number seven.
第七点
Man goes to sleep.
人去睡觉了
Put to death those desires.
把这些欲望
Rest and wait on the Lord.
在耶和华里等候
When we do these seven things.
当我们做这七件事
We would have experienced the perfect preparation.
我们会预测到这完美的这个
We would have laid a solid foundation.
我们会有一个稳固的基础
And we would not be disappointed.
我们就不会失望
Can you say amen?
你说 amen 吗
Now in this second part, we want to now discuss what happens when God says, okay, you're ready.
第二部分我们要讨论到几时上帝才说好你准备
As we enter into courtship and marriage.
当我们进入到一段感情之内
The different dynamics and the different things that God wants us to experience.
我们上帝要我们体验的不同经验
We're just going to continue in Genesis 2.
我们在创世纪二章就继续
But before we get into that, I invite you to bow our heads as we pray one more time.
开始之前我们再次祷告
Father in heaven, please teach us now.
亲爱的天父上帝请教导
Give us an attentive mind and a soft heart.
给我们专心的心，敞开的心。
Help us not only to be readers and hearers of your word.
不要让我们只是读，只是听。
But help us to be doers and followers.
帮我们做，帮我们跟随你。
Always remembering that your way is best.
永远记得你的道路是最好的道路。
And that we will be blessed if we follow your way.
如果我们跟着你的道路，我们就会被赐福。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.So I want you to know, let's turn now to Genesis 2.
转到创世纪第二章。
As we continue our study, a match made in Eden.
当我们继续这个伊甸园里的配对。
What does that word Eden mean?
伊甸代表什么呢?
Pleasure.
享乐。
In other words, this is how we can find true godly pleasure.
这是我们如何找到真正神圣的喜乐。
In marriage, when we follow God's way.
而且是在婚姻里，如果我们跟着上帝的
方法。And so we see that in verse 21.
我们在二十一节看到
The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
耶和华神使他沉睡
And as he slept,
他就睡了
He took one of those ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
于是取下他一条肋骨，又把肉合起来
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人
and brought her unto the man.
领他到那人跟前
So here we find in these two verses
这两节中我们看到
that the Lord made woman out of the side or the rib of Adam.
主耶稣从男人的肋骨中造出了女人
God was able to do this as long as Adam remained asleep.
如果亚当沉睡的时候女人上帝就可以
In other words, no sleep No companionship.
就没有伴侣,
if we don't learn to put to death these desires,
如果我们不把这些欲望放开他们死去,
then God can't do much for us.
上帝就不能成就很大的事情,
because we will always be distracted by our own desires and our own thoughts.
因为我们每次就会被自己的欲望所分心,
but as Adam sleeps, God is working.
当亚当睡去的时候,
he takes that prime rib out of the side of Adam
将他的肋骨拿出来,
and creates a perfect companion.
造出一个完美的伴侣,
and thus Eve comes into the world. The question I asked,
我问的问题,
why did God use Adam's rib?
为什么上帝用亚当的肋骨呢?
Why not any other bone in Adam's body?
为什么不是其他骨头呢?
And why use anything from Adam anyway? Couldn't God have just made Eve out of the dust like he did Adam?
为什么要拿亚当的骨头? 为什么不可以用其他东西好像其他东西呢?
Could God have done that? Yes or no?
上帝能过吗?
Yes.
能过?
But, so why did he use Adam's rib?
但是为什么还要用亚当的肋骨?
Through this, God sought to teach us an object lesson.
通过这件事, 上帝要教导我们一个教训。
You see, in order for Adam to receive his wife,
亚当要接受自己的妻子的时候,
he had to give his rib.
他需要给自己的肋骨。
He had to surrender it.
他需要顺服。
Now, what are the ribs for?
肋骨是来做什么呢?
They are to protect our organs, isn't that right?
是来
And if Adam gives one of his ribs,
如果亚当给他的肋骨,
he is now more vulnerable.
他现在可以说比较脆弱。
And you see, we find also that man has to make a sacrifice.
我们也看到男人需要所谓的牺牲。
He has to give up something.
我们需要牺牲一样事情。
In order to get something better.
如果要拿到更好的话, 我们就要牺牲。
Here's the lesson, young people.
这是一个教训。
We find that the role of man is different from the role of woman.
男人的角色和女人的角色是不同的。
Before marriage takes place,
在婚姻之前,
Adam has to make a sacrifice first.
亚当先要做一个牺牲。
And men,
男人,
God is calling us to make the first sacrifice.
上帝呼召我们先做牺牲。
To make the first move, you can say, in a courtship relationship.
做第一个动作, 就是好像在,
God has called the man to be the pursuers,
男人就是要追求的,
the initiators,
就是启发开动的,
and the leaders.
还要做领袖,
and God has called the woman to be the responders.
叫女人做回应的,
that doesn't make woman inferior to man.
不代表女生比男生弱,
because it's from the rib, which is in the side of Adam, to be equal.
因为是从肋骨, 就是亚当旁边, 就是一样的,
it's,
相同的,
it's just a different role that God made.
只是不同的角色,
so man has to make the first sacrifice.
所以男人要做, 先做牺牲,
he's the one that has to be vulnerable first.
他也先要脆弱,
and there's nothing more unattractive than an aggressive woman.
而那种激烈的女性更没有比激烈的女性更吸引不吸引人呢?
A woman that chases a man instead of vice versa.
一个女人如果追一个男人不是一个男人追一个女人,
ladies, you're not that cheap.
女人你没有这么的,
God has not called you to be the initiator and the pursuer.
上帝没有叫你做那个追求者。
That's the role of man.
这是男人的角色。
And you're going to find the wisdom of that in just a moment.
所以你会看到从圣经看到。
But I want you to notice what it says in the book Adventist Home, page 57.
但是我要你看到在复印信徒家庭所说的。
This is for us, brothers.
这是给我们的男性们。
When God calls us to be the initiators and pursuers,
那上帝要我们追求者,
that is a heavy responsibility.
是个非常重大的责任。
And many times the devil causes the brothers to abuse this.
很多时候魔鬼叫兄弟们来
when we play with girls' hearts,
让我们玩弄女孩子的心,
calling out their affections,
去唤醒他们的欲望,
I want you to notice what it says, when, what happens, what this is when we do this.
当我们做的时候, 我们会看见,
to trifle with hearts,
玩弄人心,
is a crime of no small magnitude in the sight of a holy God.
从圣洁的上帝看来, 玩弄人心绝不是一件微小的罪行。
It is a crime against God as well as woman.
是对上帝, 是对女性的一种罪。
When we play with girls' hearts, brothers, in a flirtatious way,
当我们玩弄女性的心的时候是一个罪。
It continues to say,
继续说道,
and yet some will show preference for young ladies and call out their affections.
虽然如此, 还有许多人向年轻女子表露爱慕之情。
And then go their way and forget all about the words that they have spoken and their effect.
等到唤起他们的爱情之后便舍弃而不管。
A new face attracts them. They repeat the same words. Devote to another the same attention. This disposition will reveal itself in the married life. That's why, young ladies, you don't want a man that messes around with your emotions.
所以年轻女性, 你不要一个玩弄你心的男人,
no matter how handsome he is,
不论他有多帅,
no matter how smooth his words may be,
不论他的嘴巴有多甜,
one that messes with your emotions,
一个玩弄你的心情感情的,
is not the one for you.
不是你的伴侣。
For that same disposition will be revealed in the married life.
一样的这种东西也会显露在婚姻生活中。
How essential it is then that the youth so gird up the loins of their minds and guard their conduct.
于是他们这样的本婚姻的关系也未必能使善变的心稳定。
That Satan cannot beguile them from the path of uprightness.
或使动摇的人坚贞而忠于原则。
We see that Adam made the first move.
我们看上帝, 亚当做了第一个行动。
He's the one that had to be vulnerable first.
他先要脆弱。
He had to make the first sacrifice.
他先要牺牲。
The initiator and the pursuer.
作为主动者。 追求者,
but men, let's not trifle with girls' hearts.
但是男人不要玩弄女孩子的心。
Can you say amen, brothers?
可以说amen吗?
Can you say amen, ladies?
女性可以说amen吗?
I don't hear you, ladies.
我听不到女性。
Do you like this or you don't like this?
你喜欢还是不喜欢啊?
Brothers, we need to make sure that we treat the sisters' hearts precious.
兄弟们就要把姐妹们的心当为珍贵。
For they are the daughters of the Most High God.
因为他们是至高上帝的女儿。
And brothers, this is how we ought to treat ladies of the opposite sex.
而兄弟们, 我们要如何对待女性呢?
Treat the sisters,
就是对姐妹们,
and talk to them,
跟他们说话,
as if their husband is standing right next to them.
就好像他们丈夫就站在他们的旁边。
Amen?
Amen.
And if you imagine their husband standing next to them,
如果你想象他们的丈夫在他们旁边,
you would talk to them with that kind of respect.
你就会很尊敬地对他们说话。
You would treat them with dignity.
你会有尊敬的心对待他们。
You would not play around with their hearts.
你不会玩弄他们的心。
This is what God has called the man to do.
这是上帝呼召男人做的事。
And the woman?
而女性呢?
God has called you to be the responders.
女性叫他们叫做回应者。
But ladies, listen very carefully.
那女性很清楚地要听。
Don't respond too soon.
不要太快地回应。
Don't give your heart too easily.
不要太轻易地给上你的心。
Notice Adventist Home, page 58.
看富林信徒家庭58.
By the way, brother, by the way, young people, you need to get this book and you need to read this book.
年轻人, 你们要买这本书, 得到这本书。
You really want a happy home, the blueprint.
如果你要真正幸福的家庭,
这里就是蓝图。 It's in the Bible.
就在圣经里,
but it's also expounded upon in the book Adventist.
蓝图不止在圣经里, 也在妇女信徒教里头。
Ladies, God calls you to be the responders.
女性们上帝叫你做回应者。
And if a young man is coming after you, wanting to establish a relationship,
如果男性在追求你要一段关系,
and you've experienced the seven single essentials,
你已经体验到七个要点。
And as you pray and God tells you to move forward,
当你祷告上帝叫你向前进去,
how are you to move forward?
你要如何前进呢?
Not quickly.
不是很快的。
In other words, you need to kind of play hard to get.
就是可能要结得比较。
You need to let the guys work to earn your heart.
要让男孩子工作。
Because if you give it away so freely, so soon, they will treat it cheaply.
如果你太轻易地给他们, 他们就会觉得你非常的低级。
But if that guy has to work and work and work and work to gain your attention,
如果男孩子要一直工作夺取你的注意力,
then when you finally give him your heart,
你当你给他们你的心思,
you know that he's not going to treat it lightly.
你会发现他们不会轻易地玩弄你的心,
he's going to treasure it.
会珍惜他,
because he had to work for it.
为他需要工作。
Amen, ladies?
Amen.
Amen, ladies?
女性们。
Amen, brothers?
兄弟们,
amen. There's nothing more unattractive than an aggressive woman that is loose and easy and just giving their hearts away.
一个性情激烈的女性跟很非常的没有吸引力。
Notice Adventist Home, page 58. When once the barriers of female modesty are removed,
妇女征召的宝藏一旦除去,
in other words, when you're loose and flirtatious and always trying to get attention from the guy,
妇女放荡你一直要男性的注意,
notice what happens.
这些都是习惯.
It says the basest licentiousness does not appear exceeding sinful.
说则最卑劣的懈怠行为也就不行.
Alas, what terrible results of woman's influence for evil may be witnessed in the world today.
今天世上可以看见妇女所有为恶的影响产生了多么可怕的结果。
Ladies, you need to understand that you have a huge influence on the men.
女性们，你们要知道你们对男性有非常大的影响。
The way you carry yourself.
你们如何对待你自己。
Makes all the difference.
做出一切的不同,
through the allurements of strange women,
就淫妇的诱惑,
thousands are incarcerated in prison cells,
就陷入所谓的监狱之中,
many take their own lives,
许多人自寻短见,
and cut short the life of others.
更简短其他人的寿命.
How true are the words of inspiration?
灵感之言也是圣经.
Her feet go down to death.
多么的正确地说到他的脚是不像死亡了。
Her steps take hold of hell.
他脚步住在阴间。
That is so serious.
这是这么的严肃。
Brothers, you don't want that type of lady.
你不要那种女人。
One that is so easy.
这么容易的。
One that is so flirtatious.
这么放荡。
One that just is standing there and dresses in such a way where they're just trying to attract your attention.
那种站在你面前就穿的要吸引你注意的女性。
Like a worm wiggling around on a hook.
就是一条虫在钩上的一条虫。
People are in prison cells because of this.
人们就是因为这样而在监狱中。
Lives have been lost because of this.
生命因此而失去。
In fact, I remember one of my pastor friends.
我记得我其中一个牧师的朋友。
Had another pastor friend that lived in Florida in the United States.
还有一个牧师也是在美国居住。
And he was a pastor of the Seventh Adventist Church.
他是一个富林教会的一个牧师。
He found out that his wife committed adultery.
他发现他的太太犯奸淫了。
And he was so upset.
他如此的不高兴,
that he went home,
他回家,
and he killed his wife,
杀了自己的太太,
and then he committed suicide.
然后自杀了。
Seventh-day Adventist pastor.
基督复临安慈会的牧师。
That's the power that the woman has.
这是女人有的这个影响。
And listen very carefully, ladies. It's not you as a lady, but it's the influence that Satan twists to mess with men's minds.
请聆听，不是因为你们是女人，而是因为撒旦。 用你们的影响，然后影响男性。
Don't be like Jezebel.
不要像耶西别。
Because the greatest tool in the hands of Satan for the destruction of man,
因为撒旦最容易毁坏男人的物品,
is an immoral,
就是不道德,
loose,
放荡,
and flirtatious woman.
不道德放荡女性。
That's the greatest tool of the demise of man.
这就是男性最大的弱点。
We find example after example in the Bible.
我们在圣经看到例子中又看到例子。
Samson was the strongest man that ever lived.
苍生是世界上最有力的。
He was able to slew thousands with his own hands.
他可以杀害千千万万的人。
But he could not overcome the woman.
但他不能征服女性。
And he died as a result.
他因此而死了。
Solomon was the wisest man.
所罗门是最有智慧的人。
His downfall was woman.
他的败点也是女人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是寻求上帝的人,
but he failed miserably and took another man's life in order to get his wife.
可是为了得到妻子，他杀了另外一个男人。
There was no one that was more perfect than Adam.
没有比亚当更完美的人。
But he failed because of the influence of the woman.
但是他是因为女孩子的影响,
so brothers, if you don't think that you can be tempted with sexual sin,
兄弟们，如果你认为你不能被性的这些诱惑而被
That means that you're stronger than Samson.
你比苍生还强壮吗?
Wiser than Solomon.
比所罗门有智慧吗?
More holy than David.
比大卫更神圣吗?
And more perfect than Adam.
比亚当更完美吗?
No, there's not one person here like that.
但是这里没有一个人是这样。
Can you say amen?
你说 amen 吗?
And so ladies, make sure that you carry yourself with dignity and respect. You are a daughter of God.
所以女性们要尊重自己，因为你是上帝的女儿。
Don't let Hollywood cause you to dress like them and make you think that in order for you to be beautiful, you have to look like them.
不要让好莱坞的明星让你认为你要漂亮的话就要像他们一样。
It is a deception.
是一个骗局。
You are a daughter of the king.
你是王的女儿。
Walk like a princess on earth.
就像在地球上上下一个公主一样
not high and mighty and proud
不是至高骄傲的
meek and lowly
是谦虚的
but with dignity and respect
但是有尊重的
Amen ladies
Amen 吗
Amen brothers
兄弟们你 Amen 吗
Amen
Amen
I want you to notice as we continue
我要你仔细的看
Another quotation page 59 now
在五十九页，富林幸福家庭。
This is especially for the ladies.
这特别是给女性们。
Ladies,
女性们
，You cannot afford to be careless in regard to the companions that you choose.
你不可以在择交的事上疏忽大意。
A little time spent in sowing wild oats.
只用一些时间傻傻被
Dear young friends, will produce a crop.That will embitter your whole life.
亲爱青年朋友就会结出终身痛苦的收获。
An hour of thoughtlessness, once yielding to temptation,
一时轻率不慎，一次屈从试探
may turn the whole current of your life in the wrong direction.
就可能使你一生偏于错误的方向。
But the devil calls us to think, oh, it's not that bad, just a relationship.
魔鬼说这不是坏的事情，这只是一段感情。
I'm not going to marry this person.
你不会跟这个人结婚。
I just want to have fun.
我现在好玩而已。
But that mistake can cause you to be lost.
但是那错可以让你沉沦。
You can have but one youth.
你可以只有青春不在。
Make that useful.
物有有所作为。
When once you have passed over the ground, you can never return to rectify your mistakes.
当你行过这一段路程之后，绝不可能再回头来纠正你的错误。
And he who refuses to connect with God and puts himself in the way of temptation will surely fall.
凡拒绝与上帝联合而自行自身于试探之途的人，是必然会跌倒的。
The choices we make in our companionship，
我们在伴侣择偶中的这个决定
，affects this life and the life to come，
影响今生和来世。
I want you to notice page 55，
第55页。
The youth trust altogether too much to impulse.
年轻人太相信他们的冲动。
They should not give themselves away too easily.
他们不需要、不可以、不应该太容易的放
纵自己。Nor be captivated too readily by the winning exterior of the lover.
也不要被情人的外表所骗。
If we follow our sight,
如果我们跟着我们的眼睛
we're captivated by the exterior, how beautiful she is.
我们被情人或者那女人有多漂亮
how handsome he is.
说他有多帅
Notice what it says.
看他写什么
Courtship as carried out in this age is a scheme of deception and hypocrisy.
在这个年纪做出的追求其实是一个虚伪一个欺骗的一个事情
With which the enemy of souls has far more to do than with the Lord.
万灵之敌对这件事有 更多的影响
And so guys, God has called you to be the pursuers and the initiators.
所以上帝叫你做那个启发者那个追求者
But don't play with girls' heart.
但是不要玩弄女孩子心
Ask God to give you victory over that flirtatious spirit.
叫上帝给你那个玩弄女孩子心的胜利
Ladies,
女孩子
God has called you to be the what?
上帝叫你做什么
The responders.
回应者
But don't give too much too fast.
但是不要太快的给太多。
Let the brother work for you, amen.
让兄弟用尽心尽力。
You have to let him do all he can to win your heart.
你要让他做他所有应该做的。
Don't show him any interest.
不要给他有一点兴趣。
And if he really cares about you,
如果他真的关心你的话
he's going to keep coming back.
他会一直回来。
Now, don't play with his heart and give him signs that there could be a chance if there is no chance.
如果没有机会的话，不要玩弄那男孩子的心。
But the point is this.
但是重点是、这个、
If he has to work to win your affections,
如果他需要工作，他需要努力来赢得。
He would treat your heart like gold.
他就会把你的心当成黄金一样。
If you give too much too fast,
如果你太快了给太多
he'll treat it cheaply.
就会把它当成便宜的事情来看。
Amen?
Amen.
Now, why the rib bone?
为什么肋骨呢?
Why not the arm bone or the foot bone?
为什么不要手骨，不要脚骨?
Why the rib?
为什么肋骨呢?
At the side to be equal with man?
旁边就是要和男性女性是平等的。
Under the arm to be protected by man.
在手下就是要被男孩子保护。
And near the heart to be loved by man.
靠近心要被男人所爱。
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But not only that.
但是不止这样。
The reason why God used the rib bone.
为什么上帝用肋骨呢？
Is because that is the only bone that he could use.
就是那是他唯一能用的骨头。
That Adam would not be a handicap.
而亚当又不会残废的。
I mean, think about it.
让我们想想。
If God used the foot bone,
如果上帝用脚骨，
you have Mrs. Perfect with a handicap.
你一个完美的女性跟男人是瘸子。
Not the arm bone.
没有手骨。
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to work.
不能做工啊。
Not the backbone.
不是脊椎骨。
Because he wouldn't be able to stand firm as the leader.
他连做领袖他也站不稳。
The rib bone, why?
肋骨为什么？
Because he still had to stand up and be a man.
为他还要站立做一个大丈夫。
He had to be vulnerable.
他是要脆弱。
But he still had to be the spiritual leader.
但是还是要做属灵的领袖。
Can you say amen?
Can you say amen?
That's why the rib bone.
所以为什么是肋骨？
Not at the feet to be trampled upon.
而不是在脚下被踩。
Nor the shoulder to be above man.
不是在肩上踩过男人。
But to be equal.
而是在同平等。
But also that man could still stand up and be the spiritual leader.
而且男性还可以站起来做属灵上的领袖。
Now after God took that prime rib out,
上帝用这做这个事情后，
created a perfect companion,
造了完美的一个伴侣。
Next we see that Adam gave her a name.
我们看到亚当给她一个名字。
Notice what it says.
看他说什么。
In verse 23.
23节。
And Adam said, this is now what?
那人又说这是什么？
What did he say?
这是什么？
Bone of my bone,
我骨中之骨，
and flesh of my flesh,
肉中的肉。
She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取。
So notice, Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
你看，这是我骨中之骨，肉中的肉。
And here we find one of the most important points in this whole presentation. Listen very carefully.
所以我们来到这讲座中最重要的重点。
Eve was made of the same bone as Adam.
夏娃和亚当是用同样的骨头造出来。
And the same flesh as Adam.
一样的肉。
And here's the point.
这里是重点。
God has called us.
上帝呼召我们。
When we enter into relationship.
在我们进入一段感情的时候。
To make sure that person is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh.
要确定那个人是我们骨中的骨肉中的肉。
The reason why there are so many broken homes and divorce.
为什么有这么多破碎的家庭和婚姻。
Is because people ignore this point.
就是因为人们忽略这点。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, write it down.
哥林多后书六章十四节请写下。
The Bible makes it clear.
圣经很清楚。
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
你们和不信的原不相配。
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
光明不要义和不义有什么相交呢？
What communion hath light with darkness?
光明和黑暗又有什么相通呢？
Young people, God does not want us to link our lives with someone who is not a believer.
年轻人，上帝不要我们和不信的人相配。
Someone of another faith.
另外一个宗教的想法。
Someone of another spiritual conviction.
一种另一种属灵信仰的想法。
This is forbidden by God.
这是上帝不允许的。
Amos 3 verse 3, write it down. It says,
阿摩斯书三章三节说，
Can two walk together lest they be agreed?
二人若不同心，岂能同心？
And it doesn't give the answer why, because it's obvious.
他也不给答案，为什么呢？因为非常的明显。
No is the answer.
很明显是不。
If there is no spiritual agreement,
如果没有属灵上的同意，
there is no fellowship.
就没有同心的同行。
Now there can be friendship.
可能有友谊。
But as far as the marriage fellowship, it is impossible, and that's why there's so many broken homes.
但是婚姻上的同行是不可能的，所以有这么多破碎的家庭。
Young people, please listen.
年轻人请听。
This is a matter of life and death.
这是生死的
关系。Adventist Home, page 61.
福音信徒家庭第61。
Listen very carefully.There is in the Christian world an astonished, alarming indifference to the teachings of God's word.
上帝圣言中有关基督徒与不信之人的教训，教结婚的教训。
The teachings in regard to the marriage of Christians with unbelievers.
基督教界对此竟表示一种令人错愕而惊讶的漠视。
Many who profess to love and fear God choose to follow the bent of their own minds.
许多自称崇爱并敬畏上帝的人，竟然选择了跟随自己的心愿。
Rather than take counsel from infinite wisdom,
不肯求教于无穷智慧者。
in a matter which vitally concerns the happiness and well-being of both parties,
在对于双方今生与来世的福利有莫大关系的事上,
for this road and the next,
因为这条路和另外一条路,
reason, judgment, and the fear of God are set aside.
理智判断和敬畏上帝之心都被弃置一旁,
and blind impulse and stubborn determination are allowed to control.
听问盲目的冲动和固执的决心控制一切,
listen to how dangerous this is, young people.
听看这是有多么的危险,
reason lets fall the reins of self-control upon the neck of lust.
你是松开了他在色欲景象上自制的缠绳,
unsanctified passion bears sway.
不圣洁的恋情便控制了一切,
until too late,
直到这可怜的牺牲品觉悟的时候,
find himself in a life of misery and bondage.
可惜已悔之晚矣.
Some people say, oh, but he has spiritual interest.
有些人说他可能有属灵上的兴趣,
I can convert him.
我可以使他成为信徒,
I can teach him the truth if I'm married to him.
我可以教他真, 如果跟他结婚的话, 我可以教他他真理,
and in time, he will become a Seventh-day Adventist or whatever faith I have.
一下子他就能成为复灵信徒.
That's exactly what the devil wants you to believe.
这是魔鬼要你相信的事.
Is there ever a reason to marry someone that is not of our faith?
有没有理由来跟 不是一样信仰的人结婚呢?
Is God calling us to do this to evangelize?
上帝要叫我们做这种布道吗?
What if they're a good person?
如果他们是好人又怎么样?
What if they're having Bible study?
如果他们在查经怎么办?
Listen to page 65 now.
听听65页怎么说?
The plea is sometimes made that the unbeliever is favorable to religion.
我有人对不信者辩护,
and is all that could be desired in a companion except one thing.
说他对宗教数据好感只差这一点,他不是基督徒,
he is not a Christian.
他不是基督徒.
Although the better judgment of the believer may suggest the impropriety of a union for life with an unbeliever,
在其他各方面,他都是一个理想的配偶,
yet in 9 cases out of 10, inclination triumphs.
虽然信徒最佳的判断力可能说这个是不适宜的, 反正十之八九癖好必占尽一定是。In other words,
we do find some examples,
就是说我们用其他人的例子,
of someone marrying someone that is not a Christian or not of the same faith.
说一个人嫁给或者娶一个另一个信仰的人,
later on that person is baptized and converted.
事后那个人受洗了, 变成基督徒。
Sure, that happens.
当然有这种事发生。
But that's 1 out of 10.
但是是十之八九的,
that's not God,
没有发生的事,
that is not God's ideal.
这不是上帝最佳的办法。
And majority of time, it's not the Christian who's, it's not the unbeliever that is converted.
而大多数不是那个不信者被变成基督徒,
but rather the Christian that is converted to the unbeliever.
就是通常是基督徒变成不信者。
Spiritual declension commences the moment the vow is made at the altar.
在坛边许愿的那一刹那,
religious fervor is dampened,
属灵的动乱便开始了,
and one stronghold after another is broken down.
宗教变成冷淡了, 宝藏一重随着一重一重的倾倒,
until both stand side by side under the black banner of Satan.
终于双方并立于撒旦的黑旗之下,
the bride and the groomman, and the bridegroom have chosen each other and have dismissed Jesus.
即使在婚姻之中属世的精神也胜过了良知。
Friends, that is a tragedy.
这里说了他们新郎和新娘把耶稣排弃了,这是一个悲剧。
People get involved in relationships with an unbeliever.
很多人与不信者建立一段感情。
And by the way,
就是说,
just because that person may be a Seventh-day Adventist,
那个人是复灵信徒的话,
doesn't make it equally yoked.
不代表你们是同心的。
Because there are many Adventists who are not Christian.
有很多复灵信徒其实根本不是基督徒。
One thing to be an Adventist,
做复灵信徒是一样,
totally separate thing to be a Christian Adventist.
做基督徒是另外一件事。
And so to be equally yoked,
所以要一起的话,
is not only of the same faith in church,
要相配不代表要同样的,
but the same religious convictions,
他们要有同样的宗教信仰,
the same conversion or similar conversion experience where both are seeking after God.
一样同样被重生的经验在寻找上帝。
For when we enter into relationships,
因为当我们进入,
with someone, and it's not equally yoked,
而不相配,
she said that we are dismissing Jesus from our household.
她说我们从家里排除耶稣,
we've kicked Jesus out in order to let someone else in.
为了让其他人进来，我们把耶稣踢出了家门。
And I promise, friends, there's misery.
我保证你一定会有痛。
There's unhappiness.
一定会有不高兴。
I've seen it over and over and over again.
我一再一再的看见。
And when babies are born,
当婴孩出生时,
the children are raised in a divided house spiritually.
孩子在一个被分裂的属灵环境下成长。
And are confused.
混乱了。
Many times make the wrong decision.
很多时候做出错误的决定。
We don't want to have that kind of household, amen?
我们不要有这样的家庭。
That's why take this seriously, young people.
所以这是很严肃的样子。
We need to be very sure.
我们需要非常的肯定。
That we don't link ourselves up with someone who doesn't believe exactly how we believe.
我们不与同样信仰的人在一起。
And if you're involved in a relationship with an unbeliever tonight and you're not married,
如果你今晚与一个不信者同在一起,
the Lord is calling you to let it go, young people.
上帝叫你放弃他们。
It may hurt.
可能会痛苦,
but God knows what's best.
但是上帝知道什么是最好的,
and He can bring healing to our hurt.
他能够恢复我们的心。
Can you say amen?
可以说amen吗?
I want to read you a few more quotations.
我要给你读给你说多一些摘录。
Page 63 now.
63页。
Never should God's people venture upon forbidden ground.
上帝的子民不应该到达禁地。
Marriage between believers and unbelievers is forbidden by God.
信徒和非信徒结婚是被上帝禁止的。
But too often the unconverted heart follows its own desires.
但是很多时候没有被更改的心被跟随自己的欲望。
And marriages unsanctioned by God are formed.
上帝不容许的婚姻。
Because of this, many men and women are without hope and without God in the world.
因为这样，很多世界上很多男女没有希望，没有上帝。
Their noble aspirations are dead.
他们崇高的抱负死灭了。
By a chain of circumstance, they are held in Satan's net.
他们为一些环境所捆绑，掉入了撒旦的网络。
Those who are ruled by passion and impulse,
被情欲和冲动所挟制的人,
will have a bitter harvest to reap in this life.
并终身受个痛苦的后果。
And their course may result in the loss of their soul.
而他们所采取的方式更可能使他们灵命丧亡。
Those who profess truth trample upon the will of God in marrying unbelievers.
凡自称相信真理的人，若不与信徒结婚。
Will lose his favor and make bitter the work of repentance.
所以说他这些人，他们丧失了他们的他的眷爱。
The unbelieving may possess an excellent moral character.
以致难以悔改，那不信的一方也许具有良好的品德。
But the fact that he or she has not answered to the claims of God.
但他或他没有应答。 上帝的要求,
and has neglected so great a salvation is a sufficient reason why such a union should not be consummated.
并且忽略了这么大的救恩，此一事实就足够作为不应完成这种结合的理由了。
It gets even stronger in page 62 and 63.
越来越强烈了，在62、63页说了。
It says the curse of God rests upon many of the ill-timed, inappropriate connections that are formed in this age of the world.
所以说，上帝的诅咒落在现代许多人不合适、不适当的结合之上。
If the Bible left these questions in a vague, uncertain light,
假如圣经的教训是含糊其辞的,
then the course that many youth of today are pursuing in attachments for one another would be more excusable.
那么，因为许多青年人彼此恋爱，对方采用的行动也就莫可厚非了，未可厚非。
In other words, if the Bible wasn't as clear,
就是说圣经如果没有这么清楚地说到的话,
we would have an excuse to do what we want to do.
我们可能就有借口做我们所要做的事情。
But the requirements of the Bible are not halfway injunctions.
然而圣经的教训绝不是模棱两可的。
They demand perfect purity of thought, word, and deed.
所要求的乃是心意、言语和行为上全然清洁。
We are grateful to God that His word is a light unto the feet that none need mistake the path of duty.
我们应当感谢上帝，他的话乃是我们脚前的灯，因此任何人都不该认错本分。
The young should make it a business to consult its pages and heed its counsels.
青年们需以查阅圣经的篇章，并且领受他的忠告为当务之急。
For sad mistakes are always made in the departing from its precepts.
若偏离其中的律例，终必造成可悲的错误。
Brothers and sisters, this truth may hurt tonight.
兄弟姐妹们，可能现在这个真理非常的痛。
But it will set us free.
但是会使我们自由。
Free from disappointment.
从失望中自由。
And free from bitter divorces.
从婚离婚中自由。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen 吗？
When we choose to submit to what the Bible is saying,
当我们选择顺服于圣经时，
when Jesus is the center of our marriage and our courtship and our relationship,
当耶稣是我们婚姻、我们的交谈、我们的
just like the song says,
追求的那个中心时，
with Jesus in the family,
就像歌说有耶稣在家里，
happy, happy home.
美满美满的家。
How many of you want a happy home?
你们谁要美满的家庭？
Make sure.
肯定的。
That the one that you marry is converted to Jesus.
你跟他结婚的人相信耶稣。
And believes exactly what you believe from the Bible.
并且相信跟你一样相信圣经所说的。
That's clear. Let me hear you say amen.
如果那是清楚的话，请说 amen。
Friends, the reason why we took time reading all those verses.
朋友，为什么我们读这么多摘录呢？
It's because when people let their emotions go in to someone.That is not of their faith.
就是因为如果有人把情感放给不是信徒的人，
No matter how much times you try to reason with that person,
不论我们理论多久，
9 times out of 10, they will follow their own emotions to disaster.
十之八九，我们就会跟随自己的欲望，直到沉沦为止。
Please, I plead with you on behalf of Christ. Please, young people, don't make that mistake.
我替基督求你们不要做出如此愚蠢的决定。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let us continue. We're almost finished.
我们继续，我们快要完毕了。
Genesis 2:24.
创世纪二章二十四节。
Adam gave Eve her name.
亚当给夏娃她的名字。
And then after that,
之后呢？
It says, "Therefore shall a man," in verse 24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh."
创世纪二章二十四节，因此人要离开父母与妻子，联合二人成为一体。
Here we read about the match God made in Eden.
所以我们看到上帝在伊甸园中做的配偶。
It was a perfect match.
是完美的结合。
God made the love connection.
上帝做出了爱的联系。
And because they went through the process,
为他们经历过这个过程。
Now they are one flesh and the marriage is consummated.
他们现在二合为一体。
And friends, when we follow God's example, notice what happens as a result.
朋友们，如果我们跟着上帝的旨意，我们看看会发生什么事。二十五节。
And they were both what?
当时是什么呢？
They were both what?
当时什么呢？
Naked.
但是夫妻二人赤身露体。
The man and his wife.
夫妻们。
And they were not ashamed.
这夫妻二人赤身露体并不羞耻。
Because they followed God's way.
因为他们跟着上帝的道路。
They were naked in the presence of each other.
他们在地方面前赤身露体。
But there was no shame in that nakedness.
但是一点也不羞耻。
Naked physically as well as...emotionally and spiritually in the presence of each other.
肉体上、心理上、属灵上都赤裸裸。
Young people, listen.
但是年轻人，请听。
If you ever find yourself naked with someone of the opposite sex,
如果你和一个异性赤裸裸面对对方的话，
If you didn't follow God's way,
如果你不跟从上帝的道路的话，
There may be a little pleasure,
可能会有一点喜乐。
But there will be deep shame in that nakedness.
但是在那赤裸中会有。极大的羞辱。
But if God was the one that brought it together,
但是如果上帝把他们结合在一起，
if you allowed Him to write the love story,
如果你把他写下了爱情的故事，
to lay that solid foundation,
打下了稳固的基础，
when He brings you and that person together,
当他带你和另一个人在一起的时候，
there is no shame in that relationship.
那个感情中就没有羞耻。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen 吗？
That's what God has for us, friends.
这是上帝有给我们的东西。
Following God's way brings true pleasure.
可是上帝的道路会给我们真正的享乐。
For the Garden of Eden,
为伊甸园
means that they were surrounded by pleasure.
代表他们被享乐围绕着。
Young people, as we begin to close this evening,
朋友们，当我们开始结束的时候，
don't sell yourself cheaply.
不要把自己便宜的卖出。
Don't settle for anything less than the best.
不要比不要除了接受最好以外，不要
for when you let for when you let God write your love story.
如果你让上帝写出你的爱情故事，
it's going to be a happy ending. Can you say amen?
将会是一个快乐的结束。
In fact, I want to share with you my personal testimony.
我可以介绍我自己的见证。
This was me about 10 years ago.
这是十年前的我。
Don't get scared.
不要太害怕。
I was a 16-year-old druggie.
我是16岁的一个吸毒者。
If you notice my eyes, I was.My mind was clouded. I was high during that time.
你看，当时我因为受毒品的影响。
I'm going to share more about my testimony this Sabbath.
这星期六，这安息日我会分享更多我自己的见证。
Let me share with you the love part of my testimony.
但是让我跟你分享我爱情的那。
You see, I didn't grow up in the church.
我没有在教会中成长。
No one taught me these principles that we learned tonight.
没有人教导我们今晚学习到的。
And because of this,
因为这样
I treated girls the wrong way.
我对待女孩子是用错的方式
I was a flirtatious person.
我也是个放荡的男孩子
Playing with people's hearts.
玩弄别人的心
I had no idea who was God or none of these principles of love.
我不知道谁是上帝，我不知道这些原则
Got involved in many different relationships.
进入了很多不同的感情
Looking for happiness in the wrong places.
在错误的地方寻找幸福
But I thank God that in this lost condition.
但我感谢上帝在这失落的状况中
The Lord found me.
上帝找到了我
He saved me.
他救了我
He set me free from all those addictions.
他释放我从那些瘾中释放我
And at 16 years old, I was baptized.
在16岁时我受洗
And my life was changed.
我的生命改变
And as I began to study the Bible,
当我开始研究圣经时
I began to learn about true love.
我开始学习到真爱
Not the cheap lust that the world offers.
不是世界给我们的便宜的情感
The Lord began to teach me the principles of true unselfish love.
主开始教导我不自私的一个爱
I was going to public school.
我在去一个公共学校
When I was converted,
当我变成基督徒时
transferred to the Christian Academy.
我去到一个基督徒的学校
And when I went to Hawaiian Mission Academy,
当我去夏威夷一个事工的一个学校
I met this really nice Christian girl.
我遇见一个非常美的基督徒女性
She loved God.
她非常爱上帝
And as a result, I mean, she was so nice.
她这么好
that we began a relationship.
我们开始一段感情
an innocent one.
然后就是一个非常单纯的感情
a Christian relationship.
一个基督徒的感情
We didn't do the things that people do in the world.
我们没有做世界人所做的
We were in high school and we cared about each other.
我们在高中我们关心对方
We kept God first and we would pray together.
我们把上帝放在前面，我们一起祷告
It was good.
非常好的
But listen.
但听
Even though it was good,
虽然是好的
it wasn't best.
但不是最
Are you listening?
你有没有听啊
You see, I didn't know about the principles that we just talked about.
你看，我不知道当时有这些原则
It was good, but it wasn't best.
是好，可是不是最好
Never forget this principle, young people.
永远不要忘记这个原则
Good,
好
is the enemy of best.
是最好的敌人
God doesn't just want to give us good things.
上帝不只要给我们好的东西
He wants to give us the best things.
上帝要给我们最好的东西
Why settle for anything less than that?
为什么不要拿到最好的东西呢
And so, like I said, it was good, but it wasn't best.
所以我就跟你说，这虽然是好的，可是不是最好的
As years went on,
一年过去了
Finally,The Lord opened my mind and I was able to learn the principles of Christian courtship and marriage.
主开始打开我心门，我就学到基督徒所谓的追求还有婚姻。
And after being with this girl for 5 years,
和这女孩子五年过后
we realized that we had laid a faulty foundation.
我们发现我们基础打错了。
And we were too young to enter into a relationship.
我们太年轻进入一段感情了。
So even though it hurt,
虽然痛苦
we knew that God was calling us to break up.
但是我们知道上帝在呼召我们分手。
And we broke up.
那么我们分手
with no intention to get back together.
没有想要再复合了。
Five years.
五年。
I mean, I knew so much about her, she knew so much about me, it was kind of like losing a part of me.
我认识他这么多，他认识我这么多，就好像失去我身体的一部分。
She was my best friend.
他是我最好的朋友。
But because the foundation was faulty,
他是因为基础打得不好。
We had to destroy that foundation.
我们需要毁灭那基础。
And so we did, even though it hurt.
所以虽然痛苦，我们还是做到了。
We parted ways.
我们分开了。
With no intention of getting back together.
没有想要再复合。
And during that time of singleness,
而那时单身时
the Lord began to teach us and to grow us as individuals.
上帝开始预备我们，让我们成长成基督徒的成熟人。
I began to read books on marriage.
我开始读婚姻的书。
And on courtship, and to study this for myself.
所以追求的书完后，我开始自己研究。
And I would pray every day.
我每天会祷告。
Lord, make me the man that you want me to be.
上帝让我作为你要我成为的一个男人。
Lord, I have a desire.For companionship.
我一个欲望要有一个伴侣
Take away these desires.
帮助这些欲望死去
Help me to sleep and rest in you.
让我睡去在你身在你当中休息
And you know what I did?
你知道我做什么
Whenever I felt a desire to Because I was already doing my life work.
因为我已经开始我的工作了终身工作
I felt like I was ready.
我觉得我自己已经预备好了
I experienced 7 of the single essentials.
我七个要点都体验过了
But I would say, Lord, put me to sleep.
但是我说，上帝放我入睡。
Whenever that desire awakened,
每当那欲望兴起时
，I would write in a journal.
我会写在一个笔记本里。
To my future spouse.
对我的未来的妻子说。
I didn't know who she was.
我不知道她是谁。
But I would write to her and I would tell her, I'm saving myself for you. Instead of going and expressing these desires to other girls in relationships, I would express it to my wife in a book.
不是对别人说，而是在书里对未来的妻子或丈夫说。
I would write to her in this love journal.
我会在这个爱的笔记本里写。
The things that I was learning.
我在学习的东西。
And that helped me to fall asleep.
这帮助我入睡。
And finally, when I was married,
所以当我结婚的时候,
I gave that love journal to my wife.
我给那爱的笔记将它交给我的妻子。
One of the best gifts I could ever give.
我可以给的最好的。
Or essentially, I was giving her my heart even before I knew that she was the one.
为我在认识她之前，我就已经把我的心交给她了。
And like I said, during this time of singleness, the Lord was teaching us.
在这单独的时候，单身的时候，上帝在教导我们。
And causing a stronger foundation.
给我们一个更强、更稳固的基础。
He brought us back together.
他把我们带回来。
To lay a new foundation.
复原，而且把我们打下一个好的基础。
I had learned what it means to be a godly husband.
我学习如何做一个好老公。
We laid our foundation upon the solid rock of Christ and His Word.
把家庭和婚姻建立在永远的磐石，就是基督身上。
And we joined lives together on September 4th, 2005.
我们在9月4日2005年就二人合一了。
This is my beloved bride and myself.
这是我的妻子和我。
And that was the happiest day of our lives.
这是我们生命中最快乐的一天。
And the reason why I'm so happy.
而我如此开心的原因,
because we uprooted the old faulty foundation.
为我们把那旧的根基、坏的根基弄起来。
And let God lay a new solid foundation.
然后让上帝打下一个更好、稳固的基础。
When we came together,
当我们一起的时候,
because we had followed God's plan,
因为我们跟随上帝的计划,
there was no shame in the relationship.
这个感情中一点羞耻都没有。
You see, God took something that was broken,
上帝将一个破碎的东西,
and he was able to fix it and make it beautiful.
能够复原它, 将它成为完美的。
And even in the midst of storms and discouragements, or in disagreements and dissensions,
虽然在暴风、灰心、失望、失落、不和之中,
our household still stands.
我们家庭还是站立的。
Because the foundation is the rock, Jesus Christ.
因为基础就是磐石耶稣基督。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen吗?
With Jesus in the vessel, you can smile at the storm.
有耶稣在船里，我们可以对风暴微笑。
With Jesus in the family, happy, happy home.
有耶稣在家庭里，完美完美的家。
As we close this evening,
当我们今晚结束时,
how many of you want a happy home?
谁要一个完美的家庭？
Follow God's way, young people.
跟随上帝的道路。
And the question this evening is this.
今晚的问题是这个。
What foundation are you building upon?
你建立在哪个根基上?
The foundation of lust and selfishness?
情欲自私的根基吗?
Or the foundation of love and selflessness?
或是爱和无私的根基?
As the pianist comes up, gets ready.
请手上来,
I want to plead with you on behalf of Christ.
我要为基督请求你,
to let God build your foundation.
建立你的基础,
our Father knows what's best.
我们的父知道什么是最好的,
He has our best interest in mind.
还有我们最好的利益,
and I'm wondering tonight,
今晚,
as we close,
让我们结束,
how many of you are going to let God write your love story?
你们谁要让上帝写你的爱情故事呢?
Can I see your hands?
我可以看你的手吗?
Perhaps you've been writing your love story up to this moment in time.
可能到现在你还是在写自己的爱情故事。
But tonight you want to make a commitment to God.
今晚你要献身给上帝。
Say, Lord, I don't want to follow my own thought.
说主啊，我不要跟随我自己的心。
I want to follow you.
我要跟随你。
Please write my love story.
请写下我的爱情故事。
Make me the man, make me the woman that you want me to be.
做我你要成为的男人、女人。
And prepare me for true love.
为我预备真爱。
Is that your preference?
这是你的祷告吗?
If so, let me hear you say amen.
如果是的话, 请说amen。
Well, friends, there's one last thing we need to share.
我们有最后样式。
You see, everything we studied today
今天所有学习到的,
has not only to do with the horizontal relationship,
不是说到平面的这个,
but the vertical relationship.
关系也说到向上的关系。
You see, friends, marriage is simply an object lesson.
朋友们，婚姻只不过是一场教训。
Between Christ and His bride,
基督和他的妻子的教训。
Jesus is a lovesick King that is longing for His Queen, His Church.
基督是一个思念的王，等待他的皇后回来。
Jesus is the second Adam.
耶稣是第二个亚当。
And in the same way, the first Adam longed for companionship.
就好像第一个亚当要伴侣。
Jesus longs for companionship with you, his church.
耶稣也要和你他的教会。
He wanted fellowship with us.
还要和我们一起。
And just as Adam went to sleep,
就好像亚当进入睡眠。
The longing of Christ,
上帝的欲望。
Compelled him to go to sleep as well.
也让他入睡了。
You see, Jesus, in order to win our love,
你看耶稣要赢得我们的爱，
he had to go to sleep.
他要入睡。
And he went to sleep on the cross.
他在十字架上入睡。
He died, friends.
他死了。
When you look at the cross, you see the true sleeping beauty.
当你看十字架时，你看到真的的睡美。
He longed for us.
他要我们。
So he died to save us.
他为了救我们，他死去。
He died to prove how much he loves us.
他为了要证明他如何爱我们，他死去。
And while he was sleeping the sleep of death,
当他死去死亡的睡眠时，
the soldier came and speared Jesus in the side.
那个罗马士兵刺穿耶稣的身边。
And out of the side of Christ,
耶稣的身边，
just like out of the side of Adam,
就像亚当的身边，
was born a church.
流出了一间教会。
A woman.
一个女人
a bride,
一个妻子
for out of the side of Jesus flowed blood and water.
从耶稣的身边出现了血和水
Every mother knows,
而每个母亲都知道
that there is no birth without blood and water.
如果生产时一定会有血有水
And after Jesus died,
当耶稣死后
the same way Adam gave Eve her name,
亚当如何给夏娃她的名字
Jesus wants to give us a name.
耶稣也要给我们一个名字
He calls us his beloved.
他叫我们他所喜悦的。
Some people understand that name in the Bible represents character.
你们谁知道名字代表品格在圣经里
Jesus wants to give us a new character.
上帝要给我们一个新的品格。
A new beginning.
一个新的开始。
You see, brothers and sisters, we've made mistakes in our lives.
你知道兄弟姐妹我们在生命中过有错。
Perhaps sitting here, you've already given yourself away to someone that is not your husband.
可能坐在这里你已经把你自己生命你自己的身体献给了你。不是你的妻子或丈夫的。
And you may not have done it physically.
你可能肉体上没有如此做。
But maybe you've done it emotionally.
但可能你心理上这么做。
There are many people who are physical virgins.
很多人可能肉体上可能说是处男处女。
Who are also emotional harlots.
可能是他们在心灵上可能算是妓女。
They enter into a relationship and give their heart to someone.
他们进入感情，把自己的心交给其他人。
Then they go to another relationship and give their heart.
又进入感情，然后把心里给他们。
Giving their hearts and affections away.
一直在把自己的心和感情给出去。
Friends, if you keep giving yourself away emotionally,
朋友们，如果你一直把自己的感情送出去，
what will you have left for your husband or wife?
你给你丈夫妻子还剩下什么
All you have to give them is leftovers.
你给他们的只不过可说是剩饭剩菜
Don't treat your future spouse like that.
不要如此的对待你未来的伴侣
The good news is this.
好消息是这个
Maybe you've made mistakes.
可能你做了一个错误
You need to know that the blood of Jesus
你要知道耶稣的宝血
can make you a virgin again.
可以让你再成为纯洁的
Physically, mentally, and emotionally.
肉体上心理上
The blood of Jesus, young people,
耶稣的宝血
is the best detergent
是最好的洗衣液
to cleanse the filthy stains of sin that we have made in our lives.
也来洗净我们生命中做出罪恶的污秽
He can wash away your past tonight.
他可以洗去我们的过去
It does not matter where you've been.
不代表你去了哪里。
Doesn't even matter where you are right now.
不论你现在在哪里。
What matters is where are you going?
问题是你现在要去。
Leave the past behind, young people.
把过去抛到那。
The mistakes you've made laid at the feet of Jesus.
你所做过的错误放在耶稣的脚前。
Move forward in God's will and plan for your life.
向前走，走上帝的道路。
And as you do this,
当你这样做的时候，
soon and very soon,
很快的。
Just as Adam and Eve saw each other face to face,
就像亚当和夏娃看见对方。
Soon we'll be able to see our King face to face.
我们很快的也会看到我们天上的王。与他面对面。
When we see him face to face, we will be made one with God.
当我们与他面对面，我们与上帝合而为一。
When Jesus comes again,
当耶稣再来。
If we follow His way,
如果我们跟随他的道路。
Bible says in 1 John 2:28, my last verse.
圣经在约翰一书二章二十八节最后一节。
And now, little children, abide in Him.
小孩子们啊，你们要住在主里面。
That when He shall appear.
这样他若显现
，We may have confidence，
我们就可以坦然无惧
，and not be ashamed before Him at His coming。
当他来的时候，在他面前也不惧。
When Jesus comes in the clouds，
当耶稣从云彩中降下
，We will be totally exposed naked before God。
我们可以说是在上帝面前赤裸的
，But we will have no shame。
但是我们没有羞耻。
One with God with no shame and no fear。
上帝何为没有羞耻？
How many of you want this in your life?
有些人，有谁要在这生命中得到这个？
Do you want this?
你要这个吗？
Friends, what will you do with the proposal that Jesus is giving to you?
朋友们，你要对基督的邀请做出何等？
Young people, where are you in your relationship?
年轻们，你们在感情中是在哪里？
With God, are you all, or are you in the courtship level only?
与上帝，你只是在追求的阶段吗？
Maybe you're just flirting with God.
可能你是在玩弄上帝的心。
You come to church and you flirt with him, but you're not committed to him.
你来教会，你玩弄上帝的心，可是你不献身。
Because while you're flirting with God by coming to church, you're flirting with the devil on the side.
如果你来教会玩弄上帝的心，你也在旁边玩弄撒旦。
Claim to belong to Christ, but you're fooling around with the devil.
你在玩弄基督，你说你是基督的人，可是其实你是撒旦的人。
Tonight, Jesus is offering to you a proposal.
今晚耶稣邀请你。
He went to the cross to prove to us how much He loves us.
他上十字架为了证明他如此爱我们。
And how much He will be faithful to us.
还要对我们如此的忠心。
The cross shows how much God is committed to this relationship.
十字架显现耶稣是如此的现实。
For His love is stronger than death.
因为他爱比死亡更强。
And because of what He did on the cross.
因为他在十字架上做的事。
The proposal that He is offering to us.
我要对你做出这个邀请。
He doesn't want the courtship level with us.
他不要我们只是一个追求的阶段。
He doesn't want the flirtatious.
他不要玩弄。
He wants to know if you are fully committed.
他要知道你完全献身了吗？
Will you say I do?
你愿意说我愿意吗？
Will you say Lord, I want to be married to you?
你愿意说主，我愿意嫁给你吗？
I want to be one with you.
我要和你合为一。
I don't want to have other relationships.
我不要其他的感情。
I want to be One with you.
我要与你合而为一。
As your heads are bowed, as your eyes are closed.
当你低头关上眼睛时。
I'm going to ask you to make a decision for Jesus just now.
我要你现在为耶稣做个决定。
The first thing I want to ask you to do.
第一样事就是。
Is commit yourself to God's love story.
完全献上自己给上帝的爱情故事。
And that may entail you breaking off a relationship that you know is not of Him.
可能就是。切割一段感情，你知道不应该在的感情。
That may mean that you're going to stop talking to that person late on the phone late at night.
可能就是说你在晚上你就不要停止和那个人在夜晚说电话。
That may mean you're going to dress more modestly.
可能就是说你打扮要更加端庄。
And carry yourself with dignity.
有尊重自己。
That may mean that you're just going to sleep in Jesus.
就表示你要在耶稣里睡去。
Say, Lord, I wait upon you because you have what's best.
上帝，我等待你，等候你，因为你有最好的。
Is your prayer and desire?
如果那是你的欲望，你的。
You want to be committed.
你要献身。
To the love story God is writing for you.
与上帝为你写的爱情故事。
I want to invite you to raise your hand where you are.
我邀请你现在在场。
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Raise them high.
每个头低下，每个眼睛闭上。
By raising your hand, you're letting God know, I do, Lord.
举起你的手说，上帝，我愿意。
I want you in my life.
我愿意你在我心中。
You may put your hand down.
你可以把手放下。
The last thing I want to ask you to do.
我要让你做的最后一件事。
You recognize that Jesus died.
承认耶稣死了。
Giving you a proposal.
给你一个邀请。
But you've never committed fully.
你从来没有完全的献身。
You've been flirting with him.
你一直玩弄他。
But you're not committed to him.
但是你没有献身。
And tonight, 100%.
今晚100%的。
You want to give your life to Christ.
你要将生命献上。
For the first time.
第一次。
Or in a recommitment.
或是再次。
If that is your desire.
如果这是你的意愿。
I invite you to go to your knees right now.
我邀请你现在跪下。
Don't do it because others are doing it.
不要做，因为其他人都在做。
Do it because you truly want to commit fully to Christ.
做，因为你要完全完全的献身给耶稣。
Young people, don't play games with God.
不要与上帝玩把戏。
If you're not serious, you just stay seated.
如果你不要严肃的话，请你坐着。
But if you're serious,
但是如果你认真的话
，bow down,
低头。
Say, Lord, my way is going to lead to misery.
说主啊，我的道路只会到痛苦。
Your way will bring happiness. Jesus. I surrender to you today. Don't let nothing hold you back, friend. Go to your knees with me. As we close with prayer. Father in heaven,
天上的父,
thank you for loving us.
感谢你爱我们,
thank you that you know what's best.
感谢你知道什么是最好的,
your plan is perfect.
你的计划是完美的,
your thoughts are wise.
你的意念是有智慧的,
Lord, many times we've allowed the devil to deceive us.
主啊,那时候我们让魔鬼欺骗我们,
thinking that we can treat lightly the relationships we make on earth.
知道我们可以看清这种感情这件事。
But Lord, you've shown us tonight how serious it is.
但是主啊,今晚你给我们看到这是多么的认真严肃。
You've shown us that if we make the wrong decisions in this area, we can lose eternity.
如果我们在这领域做出错误的决定,我们可以失去永生。
Help us, dear God.
帮助我们。
We surrender to you tonight.
我们今晚献上你,
we surrender to your thoughts and your plans.
我们献上给你的计划,
Lord, you have made us as social beings.
你让我们成为有人际关系的动物,
with the desire to love and be loved.
有爱又有被爱的感觉。
Lord, you've asked us to wait.
但是你叫我们等候。
You've asked us to sleep and rest in you.
你叫我们在你里睡,在你里安息。
Lord, that is not humanly possible.
人是做不到。
But all things are possible with Christ.
但是靠着神什么都能做。
So we ask, dear Father, that you'd cause a deep sleep to come upon those who are not married.
所以我们要求你帮我们入沉睡。
Pray for my young friends.
我们为这些年轻人祷告。
That you would help them to trust you.
帮助他们相信。
Help them to wait on you.
依靠你。
Take them through the 7 steps.
根据这7个步骤。
And prepare them for love.
预备他们得到真正的爱。
Pray that in your time and in your way that you would bring them the one that you have in store for them.
根据你的时候,根据你的道路, 与他们预备好的准备。
And may their marriages, may our marriages be a foretaste of heaven.
让你们让我们的婚姻成为天堂的现场滋味。
I pray for those who are already married.
我为那些已经结婚的人祷告。
That you continue to work out your plan of love in their marriages.
会继续在婚姻里做出
Perhaps we did not follow your way and we're already married.
可能之前我们没有跟随你的计划,
thank you, Lord, that you are in the business
但是感谢你,
of making wrongs right, turning things around. For you're a God that can make a way out of nowhere at all. So bless the marriages tonight, Lord.
所以赐福这些婚姻,
bless the families.
赐福这些家庭,
make us ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb, when we see you face to face. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Dismiss us now with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, Amen.